The CDC became the first federal agency to acknowledge health risks from cell phone use, and then suddenly backtracked. Sometime before early June, unnoticed by many in the media, the CDC posted significant new wording in a frequently asked questions section on its website. To the question, do cell phones cause health problems in children, it read, it's too soon to know for sure, and went on to say children will have more exposure over a lifetime growing up with cell phones. But last week, that was changed to simply, it's not known if cell phone use by children can cause health problems. D.C.-based public interest lawyer Jim Turner speculates the changes were triggered either by industry lobbyists, government officials, or both.
CDC was the sitting over there and put the thing up the first time, and then they said, oh, wait a minute, let's take it down. Somebody alerted them that they wanted it down or there was going to be trouble.
The CDC has not returned a request for comment. The agency made other backtracking language changes regarding possible cancer and other health risks from cell phones. Lewis Slesson, editor and publisher of Microwave News, says the softening of the CDC's language is puzzling because, as he puts it, they've got bigger fish to fry.
Just think Ebola in Africa and all the things that are going on, it's really quite remarkable that someone made the effort to change something that was really very, very minor. All it was saying was, we think there's something to this, don't discount it. That's all they were really saying.
The CDC website also originally said, we recommend caution in cell phone usage, but has removed the we. Jim Turner says even the softened statement is an eye-opener.
Now, I will tell you right now, for the CDC to say that some organizations recommend caution in cell phone use is in and of itself a very, very significant statement.
Slesson says he can't understand, and the CDC won't tell him, why they backed away from acknowledging several international studies that suggest health risks from cell phones.
This is just telling people, we see the data, there's some issues here that need to be worked out, be cautious until it is. You know, the fact that they backed away from that is really quite extraordinary.
The agency also says in the FAQs that more research is needed. Turner says that statement alone should spur the nation's nearly 328 million cell phone users to learn more about the potential hazards and what they might do to lessen them. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.